This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham's banking scene has seen smaller banks entering the market, hoping to latch on to growth in the state's biggest metro area. And so far in 2016, that trend is not slowing. We talk about that in this week's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks, Andrew.
Well, tell us more about this trend that we've seen with smaller banks.
It's really a trend that started a few years ago. We started to see these Alabama-based banks and start to kind of flow into Birmingham. Really, they're coming in search of loans. And really, over the past, I'd say, 6 months, that trend's heated up a lot. We're seeing just a lot more banks from places like Cullman, Huntsville, other places in the state really kind of sink their teeth into the Birmingham market. They're hiring established banking talent from places like Regions and people with experience at Compass and these big banks in town, and really just trying to carve out their own little niche here. And really, they're coming in search of loan growth.
So they're coming in search of loan growth. Are these loans to businesses, loans to individuals?
It's a lot of business loans that they're chasing, but also some individual loans as well. But you come into a market like this, you're not really chasing retail banking. You're not coming in here to chase deposits or to become the largest bank in Birmingham. You're not going to do that. But if you're a bank that's doing pretty well in Huntsville or in Cullman and you're looking to expand your market share, then you can go down to Birmingham. It's a financial center of the state. There's a lot of lending opportunities out there. And frankly, this is kind of helping boost competition in an already competitive marketplace. So it's probably good news for the consumers on the side. You'll probably see some more favorable terms just because you have so many new players coming in the market.
Well, with those big players in the market, Regions, Compass, what does adding smaller banks do to that mix? Is going to be harder for businesses to compete.
Right. It's just more competition, increases their level of competition, and really forces them to kind of play defense with their own people and make sure they're keeping their talented bankers in the fold, which is a tough thing to do. If you look at the small banks that have started in Birmingham, the community banks, and some of them have grown pretty large, banks like Service First Bank, National Bank of Commerce, those banks were people that had experience at larger banks. Obviously, having a small player come in is not going to hurt Regions' bottom line that much, but it makes it tougher to retain your top banking talent because there's these players that are coming in that kind of want to take some of your people and start their own operations.
Well, also, the general fund budget passed over the veto of Governor Robert Bentley is $85 million short of the amount the state's Medicaid commissioner says is needed to maintain the current level of services. The governor hasn't ruled out a special session to address the issue. Still, the healthcare community is concerned about the funding. And what are the immediate concerns around this issue?
Well, there's a few. I mean, one of them is the Medicaid overhaul that there's been a lot of talk about that was really a project kind of spearheaded by Bentley in many ways. That's on hold right now, and that's really going to have some major implications. Here in Birmingham, we have a lot of people that are going to be involved in that, UAB, Viva. A lot of the healthcare providers in here were going to play big roles in those new, they're called regional care organizations that were going to be spread out across the state. They're having to put some hiring plans on hold. Several hundred jobs were going to be created because of that overhaul. So that's obviously an immediate concern. When you look out in the rural areas, there's concerns about access for patients, a lack of possibly facilities closing. Doctors are going to possibly have said, we might not be able to take Medicaid patients anymore. So there's concerns about that.
Those are all immediate concerns. What do you hear when you look longer term?
Long term, there's some pretty big concerns from people like Will Ferniani, who's the head of UAB Health System. He's sitting here noticing we're always using these short-term, one-time fixes. Things like there was a talk about using some of the BP settlement money. And we're really not coming up with any type of long-term framework that'll be sustainable. But somebody like Will Ferniani at UAB, and when he looks ahead, he says, we're going to get to the point where there's just several years in a row where we're not going to have the opportunity to do a short-term fix. So that's going to create a very, very long-term problem that could even one day result in maybe a federal takeover of the Medicaid system if we don't make changes now. So he's looking for this situation this year and saying, hey, this really strengthens the argument for expanding Medicaid in conjunction with the Affordable Care Act, which obviously people in the Montgomery really aren't in favor of that plan. But that could always change once people realize how dire the situation is.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, great to have you here.
Thanks a lot.